Greetings, hello, and welcome to the Beyond Earth show. I'm your host, Ray Trujillo, and it is a beautiful day. It is April 5th, the year 2025, and thank you all of you for joining me and for today's transmission. And I did want to just express my gratitude for being here always, and the audience. And so thank you so much. And there's been a great deal through the month of March, planetary wise, and in this month of April, there's a lot that is coming to a resolve. And so there's always ongoing shifts and changes in our planetary realm and in our interpersonal realms as well. But also, so much developments have been unearthed. And also, many of you may have known about like the recent discoveries about the underground ancient Egypt and the crypts and so forth. But there's much more. I'll get into that more. But there's a lot of discovery unearthing, with the modern day machinations and the technology that we are so blessed to have that can be used for benefic purposes and also not so benefic purposes. However, when it is utilized in a benefic aspect, then there is so much to be in gratitude for due to the discoveries. And so when we have the dark and the light, and when we commune with a middle ground of where we can draw in the light to supersede the darkness, there's a succession within our soul's journey and how we pivot ourselves alchemically, spiritually, consciously, unconsciously, and how we transform and how we can transmute through. I would say, like the paragons of aspects that sometimes we can grapple with at times. And there's the tumult that we can experience, the turbulence that we experience. But there's also the positive shifts and the soul's elation and in the expression of the soul and the celebration of life in general. And also the celebration of the lives that have lived here upon us in this time, in this space and time continuum. And so when we share ourselves, when we share parts of our own inner journey and externalize that journey, how do we commune with one another and how do we parlay and prosper one another and also evolve and help each other evolve? And so it seems like sometimes there's like a time lapse that can occur within the self where we take a pause, where we take a moment. And just for instance, like just I want to say it's a happy birthday to four beautiful baby kitties that are now 1 year old today officially. So just in that example of life in itself, how you watch it grow, you watch it from the inception and through the growth and the transformations within the transformations, within the transformations, and what externalizes. And when you see it in others, it can be quite clear, sometimes not so clear. But just take a moment to look at the self, in the self. And when we go through our own inner transformations, that inner work that is so necessary, we might not always be able to tell the difference. Just like when someone's growing muscle, or if they're gaining weight or losing weight, people can't always tell in themselves right away externally, but someone else might be able to. So, in that way, just in that external molding of the physical anatomy in the body, well, it's also relevant in the spiritual and psycho-spiritual and emotional aspects of the mind, body, soul, and heart matrix. Sometimes we can just feel it. It's tangible. It's so illuminated to where it is such a intense focal point, right? But when it's subtle, and when it's subtle and it has this transformative self-actualization process going on, we might not always be able to see it within ourselves. And this is why I speak of this, because some of you may have been really, really working on, wow, I'm really working on my spiritual attitudinal adjustments, my enlightenment journey, my peace, my joy, my state of mind, right? And it just feels like I'm doing everything and I'm hitting a wall. Like I'm not growing, I'm not transcending, I'm not, going through the right process. And so when I look at, okay, you're doing this, you're doing like, and we can go into a myriad of modalities and healing and evolving techniques and studying and all of that. But when the person's actually taking action and following through with the action, sometimes the result doesn't always show up immediately. And so this is what I mean by being in that state of patience. Just like it takes a year for a baby kitten to grow into a soon adult kitten. They're still kittens till they're about 16 months, right? Just about. But technically, you see that in yourself. And that can apply to any animal or an infant baby, human baby. Like, or if you see the caterpillar, the chrysalis, the metamorphosis, sometimes we fail to see that within ourselves. And if we actually stop to take a look at those beautiful sacred intricacies of ourself, we can thereby even more so appreciate ourselves even more. Appreciate that you're better today than you were yesterday. You're better today than you were 10 months ago. And some people may say, well, I just don't see it. I don't feel it. And that's what matters to me. And that's true, that if you don't feel it, then something else needs to happen. But sometimes you can be so stuck in a certain mindset that's in this perspective that pivots to one direction and one direction only. And that's when it's so healthy and wise to just step outside of that one laser focus perspective to one thing that there's been such a heavy emphasis upon for quite some time. And just go into a state of inward, outward, inward, outward, internalization, externalization, and see what else you can focus on. Because if you start to kind of shift into something else and another theme, you might start to develop an awareness to the root of those themes that are sequential and might stack upon one another. Right. And to where it becomes like a culmination, right? A combination of multi themes placed together, but they're all interrelated. They all are on the tree, the branch of a tree, and then the stem and the roots and so forth. So just because you're not always feeling it doesn't mean that it's not working. Just because you're not always seeing it doesn't mean that it's not happening for you in the shifts. And this is why sometimes journaling, prayer, meditation, affirmations, all that combined is so key for that instrumental application of that inner growth. And so I bring up these topics today because right now, planetary wise, astrologically, and also in the golden age of our spiritual encompassment, April is always a time of renewal as spring is here. And April, literally the month of April begin in it's in Latin like apres, it's like a opening the flower. So but this particular month in itself is truly about integration because right now we have Mercury and Venus, and Mercury has been in its retrograde now since around the 14th of March. It's ending around April 7th. There's always the post phase. And then Venus in retrograde is ending April 12th, but there's always the post phase, give or so around 2 weeks for that to settle. But Essentially, while you have these beautiful planets, Mercury, the planet of communication, Venus, the planet of love and self-love and self-worth, of course, you see that when those come to like a return back to their normal operating systems, right? We can also have a return to our normal operating systems where there's more of a compass that goes towards the inner self more than ever. What did we go through in the month of March, let's say? What did we go through in the last 5 years, the last 10 years, the last 20 years, or the last 2 days? However, it applies to any of you, there is a universal language that is spoken to us, regardless of whatever our beliefs are. And there is this ongoing symmetry and synchronicity that the universal laws apply. So, given that, when we acquiesce to that and we really give ourselves a moment to allow that change and integration to commence, we can truly look at the dynamics that are affecting us and our relationships of all sorts of relationships, whether it's love, family, friendships, colleagues, business. And you see what you need to do. And you see that all those efforts that you've implemented prior, or even if you never got a chance to truly start until now, you have a focal point. There's something there. All of us have something that we want to address. And many of us have more than one thing to address. But I'm just going to speak in simple terms in this moment about some main topics about taking action, self-reflection, and in that self-reflection, taking action to move forward, because that's literally what has been going on with retrogrades. The retrogrades appear to be going backwards, but it's all about taking that time-lapse pause to see where is it in our life that we have to fine-tune our way in, refine, redo, revisit. And especially with the themes of Mercury and Venus, because you see, with Mercury, it's a planet of communication, it's the messenger god, it rules Gemini, the twins, and anything with transportation, anything with communication and things in writing and time for projects. But also, when you combine that with Venus, there's that love and that beauty and the grounding aspects of Taurus. And so there's a communication with the self, essentially. So it's self-communication with inner love, with self-love, and how we love ourselves and how we love others, how we treat ourselves. Because most of the time, they're very beautiful, kind people that treat others very kindly, but they don't know how to be kind to themselves, right? But then there are people who literally go through the world and they treat others with a disdain, and they're judgmental, they're mean, they're all of these negative adjectives, but they're also mean to themselves deep down inside, but they'd never let you know that, right? So, what I mean by this is that a lot of the time, there are those that need to work on their self-love and their self-dialogue, because there's such a significance of self-dialogue, because the conscious mind and the unconscious mind will believe anything that you say. So the unconscious mind will hold on to the negative fear-based mind dialogues, such as I'm not worthy, I'm unlovable, I am worthless, I'm a loser, I'm a failure. I can just never get it right. I will never achieve my goals. I will never be the best, or I'll never be the best for my version of the best, right? So if you speak that to yourself in the unconscious mind, the unconscious mind will believe that. It will always believe the negative self-doubt speech. But when you take a moment, especially right now, how everything is defined planetary-wise, especially, and you go into your prayer, whether you pray to Jesus Christ, to Buddha, to whatever's respective to you, you ask upon your angels, your divine guidance, your spirit guides, your guardian angel, that counsels You just pray to the Creator, the God Almighty. Just ask, help me love myself the way that you, God, loves me. So many of the time we get caught up in this third dimensional realm, and we often can forget the beauty and the majesty and the frequencies that are all surrounding us through times where we can feel like we're in quicksand, essentially. But those higher frequencies are raising us up and trying to show us that this life is so worth living, that this life has so much to give. And yes, there's that expression that you get what you give, right? And then we could go into the law of karmic order, first order, second order, third order, fourth order, fifth order, and higher. We can go into the law of retribution, the law of cause and action, the laws of expansion, contraction, right? But in essence, though, sometimes you can give, 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 give. And one says, well, you get what you give. Well, I've been giving to the homeless, and I've been feeding all the homeless animals and the homeless people and taking care of wounded veterans. But now I need help, right? Well, many of you may know that sometimes, right when you need it the very most, the universe will just hand it to you after you've given so much, right? But if it's done altruistically, like if you write a donation and you're like, if I give this donation, I'm going to get it back tenfold because I'm giving this. That's not the way to do it. Exactly. And I'm not dismissing anyone that donates. That's bravo, brava, like wonderful. But the intention of it, I'm giving just to give. I'm giving just to give altruistically, without the expectation of receiving back. Because if you expect receiving back, then you're paying for services rendered, right? You're paying an architect to build something for you. You're paying a doctor to take care of you, right? So there are different things with the law of giving and receiving. But when I speak about you get what you give, when you give to yourself, that inner dialogue of I love myself, I am worthy, I can walk again, I can rebuild myself again, right? No matter what anyone else says or thinks of me, my opinion belongs to me. It's no one else's opinion, right? I love myself, I honor myself. And when you speak such words and you utter them into the ethers, your unconscious mind and your higher conscious mind starts to really feel that. Your neural pathways and neuroplasticity starts to build like muscle memory. And that conscious reconditioning that I speak of so often is so imperative, because if no one else is going to say positive things to you, who else can you count on, right? So if anyone else can speak the most beautiful things to oneself, right, and say, wow, you're amazing, and thank you for all your hard work and all this. But you always want to, there's always this focus on the negative. Like you'll see people who might have reviews of all kinds, and they might get a million reviews if they're in a movie, right? Let's say a movie, an actress, actor. So they'll focus on the one negative comment. That negative comment will supersede a million of the praises and the accolades, right? They will get the highest honors. They will receive of the highest order the most beautiful, sincere compliments. But they will focus on that one negative comment. And why is that? Because we're attuned into survival, and it piques ourself. It piques that part of our mind to go into self-protection mode. But then where it gets dangerous is the negative self-talk that we all have. So if we give into that and we give our power away to even ourselves in that negative self-talk, then that's what we become. And thereby, that's what we get. So if we give ourselves negative energy, if we give ourselves negative speech, if we give ourselves in that unworthy pattern and that unlovable and in that darkness, then that's what we will get. It will start to outpicture in the world. And so that is why it is imperative that practice this, just practice. And some people might say, well, I do this all day long and I still am not feeling. You might have to start following through a little more and go deeper. And this is also part of what this theme in this month of April is all about, integrating everything that you've learned up until this moment in time. Because in this self-reflection period that we've all been going through, and in the highlighting of our themes, you want to keep it going. Because if you're, when you win the Super Bowl, right, do they keep practicing? Yes, they do. So they can get ready for the next season, right? Olympic athletes don't just win the gold medal. They might take some time off, tiny bit, but not too much time, right? It's an ongoing practice. It's an ongoing effort for the self. And so when you go into this post-shadow phase for Mercury and also for Venus, really, really important for oneself as well to emphasize on introspection of what is valuable to the self, what is in your self-worth. And it's also a time for reassessment of the relationships that serve you or that don't serve you, but also relationship with yourself. How is your relationship with yourself serving you? And so this is all about encouragement and fostering this self-empowerment for oneself to literally allow that illumination, that self-empowerment, no matter what age you are, no matter where you're at in your life. It's never too late, because you can love yourself. And some people might say, well, it sounds so easy, but it's so hard. And I understand. But this is where a leadership and action taken in baby steps, where you're better today than you were yesterday, where you're better tomorrow than you were today. So essentially, it's a rebirth. And so we have a new moon also in Aries. So that's also very positive, because with Aries, there's a lot of fire and confidence and action, action, action. A lot of very, I would say it feels intrepid at times with the dynamics, but sometimes we check ourselves and we're risk averse, which is fine. But sometimes we need to take a little risk with ourselves in our conscious stream. And so when I speak of this, you might be having interesting dreams. You might be having some interesting visions. You might be having some observation of some supernatural effects. So there are a multitude of things that you could be noticing, or maybe you're at a standstill. Maybe you've hit a wall in that way where you're not seeing anything, you're not feeling anything. And that's okay also, because there's a time and a place for everything to have a pause and a reset. But always being in the awareness of who you really are. And so when we're in a new moon, essentially, new moons are always about reflection and always about inspiring us to remember who and what. And we can go ancestrally, we can go down the lineage path, we can go down the priestess path, and we can go down all sorts of ruminations in the mind, down to our cellular DNA, ancestral memories. Because throughout the ages, we've all looked upon the moon and the sun for guidance, or for that reminder that we live and we breathe, just as the moon exists and the sun exists. And so essentially, When we reflect upon the past, we also focus on moving forward into the future while balancing our present. And so conscious activity is vital right now, because if you can apply positive self-worth, positive self-love, positive self-speech, that positive dialogue, when you just go into the present moment, now is now, in the present now, and yesterday and tomorrow, what is more relevant today, 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 right? But if we go also, we actually had an eclipse that was at, I think it was like the 29th. There's a releasing of letting go of the past, what doesn't serve us, what no longer actually serves us in any capacity. And sometimes we can hold on to things, and that can be our identity. Like, we can feel like we've been victimized, we've been traumatized, we've been hurt, we've been, going through transgressions from others for so long. And so, how do we transcend that? How do we let go? And of course, there's so many ways to work on that, but in the psycho-spiritual dynamic and the planetary aspect of things, it's as if you let yourself surrender one tiny thing, let's keep it simple with tiny things. And then also, if you go to gargantuan things, but if we stick with the tiny things that we have to like let go of, there's a reminder that you're still here. You are still alive. You're still here. You survived. And that can also apply to gargantuan things. And so we also have, during this Venus retrograde, this is, I wanted to make sure I mention this too, that, we have a lot of Neptune conjunctions in regards to that. And Pisces has a relation with Neptune. So there's a lot of interesting occurrences that all deal with this love and self-worth and also desire. So when you go into like the illusion of things and you look in the illusion of the self, what feels real, what feels tangible, what you know is real. And sometimes we don't know what's real. Sometimes we're like, is that real or is that something I'm fictitiously conjuring in my mind? Is this something that I want to grasp and make it real? Make it real, right? And but who is to really know until the actual evidence procures itself and produces itself? So what do you procure when you outpicture and you manifest outwardly for yourself in that divine time, what essentially works for you? And only you know the answer for yourselves. However, it is part of how, when you let go of old desires or old dreams that don't serve you, but you're making room for new desires and new dreams, this is part of getting what you give, that you get what you give. There's a lot of karmic closure ongoing right now. And in that essence of karmic closure, it's like a cycle that ends, so a new cycle can begin. And so many people are aware of that karma has a memory, right? That maybe 100 years goes by, and that's when the karma bestows itself. Or maybe even it's instantaneous karma, where it might be within even a fraction of a second, right? On a microcosm scale. So karma can come at any time, good or not so good. Yet, in all of these emotions and feelings in the present moment, there can be karmic closures for various things. Not all of it, but just various things. Because we do outgrow things. We do outlive and outgrow many things. And so it's a good reminder that when we're in our present moment and our now is now, and that this timeline is real for all of us. And yes, we work towards prospering for the future, making plans for tomorrow and next year. But honing in that sacred energy for right now, in this present moment, is key, because there's always so much to do in the inner self. And sometimes we just really want to move forward. Sometimes we want to just let go. Sometimes we just don't know how to trust going forward, or we don't know how to trust letting go of something, right? So you might want to work on that. It's okay to release little by little. Some people can release immediately right away, but sometimes people need a little bit of help. So knowing how to trust the space that's ahead of you, because you can feel very comfortable in the confines of what you've known up until this point, whether it was injurious to you or not, right? Sometimes we can have our own version of a Stockholm syndrome to ourselves, where this is my life, this is how I've learned to adjust to it, and this is what I know. It's the devil you know, per se, right? So if it's the devil you know, then you at least know what you're dealing with. But then what happens if it's a new devil that you don't know, right? And it's like, which poison? Well, this poison does this for me. So, you know, I have an antidote, but I go through a lot when I go through that. But at least I know what to do when I go through that. But the key is that why not allow it to be the higher self that you know? Why not allow it to be that empathic warrior that you know? Why not let it be that king that you know? Why not let it be that queen that you know, right? So it just shows so much that the mind can dictate that we have this proclivity towards darkness, towards anxiety, of course. That's all for survival, or a negative fear-based mind where it serves as a protection. Don't eat that poison. Don't trust that devil. But sometimes we do it anyways, right? But when we go into self-speech, though, this is where I keep highlighting this today, especially because self-speech, self-dialogue is so crucial, where you really can alter the state of your mind and the state of your existence and the state of your karma by literally telling yourself positive, true things. And sometimes it's faking it until you make it. So it's all about the power of the mind and the power of prayer, the power of manifesting, the power of intention, the power of allowing yourself to receive, that I am worthy to receive. I hereby give myself permission to open that door. I hereby give myself permission to unlock that door. And so we can't receive more unless we make room for the new good, right? So if we allow the doorway to open, we give ourselves permission to unlock the door, open the door, walk through the door, and we reassess. And then we get rid of what's old, what doesn't serve us, and then make a renew of everything, that some things we do want to hold on to. Wow, well, I learned from that. That was a great teacher for me. I learned from that experience. I am who I am today because I went through X, Y, and Z back then. And that's beautiful, right? And I'm saying we honor our experiences. But just because we honor our experiences, whether they were good, they were bad, they were heinous, we honor them because we recognize that we're still here, that we survived no matter how dark, no matter how light, no matter how almost impossible it was at the time, that we're still here living. And now we can outgrow all of that. And then we can bring in for the new self and create a dynasty in our mind And we catalog memories, but we can also highlight the positive memories and clear up any of the, let's say, cleaning out the closet, right? You hear skeletons in the closet quite often, right? But trusting that what you're invoking in, what you're bringing in, that you can make room for good, that you can make room for the new memories, for the new successes, for the new intentions, and the follow through to live your greatest life. Because sometimes you just don't know when the right time is to let go. Sometimes it just is what it is in that aspect where it's just time to let go of that and move forward so it doesn't hold you back. And, it feels radical at times in the essence of the conscious activity in the mind of like, well, just let it go. That can feel a bit scary and jarring, right? But if you really go into like, I'm chiseling away, I'm letting go of this, I'm letting go of that. And then piece by piece, it's like you get a conditioning towards that. And then it feels so good to just allow something new to come in. And having a new perspective, it's like part of the evolution process. And then also having courage, because if let's say that, let's say you have a business. And the business isn't turning out the way that you wanted. And there's a heartbreak in the business. Like, wow, like I really wanted this to work out and it's not, it's all my fault. Well, take a moment to look at the external conditions of the world in the last 4 years or so, right? You look at so many elements that have occurred, and then you say to yourself, okay, I'm not blaming anyone else. I'm taking full accountability. Well, but when you're in business, there are things that come out of nowhere, and how did you handle it? And then you learn in that moment because many successful people have lost everything and rebuilt it all over again, even a million fold. But it's hard to forgive yourself, right? You might take the blame for everything, even if it wasn't all your fault. It was a culmination of events and a sequence of events that occurred that affected many people, right? But you look at, like, wow, how did I improvise? How did I innovate? How should I have innovated? And you see a lot of people that really, truly do make lemonade out of lemon peels, right? And so it's always a learning process. So it's not always rainbows and sunshine, but you can make it even out of the dark. If you look at the lotus flower, comes out of the mud. If you look at a crystal, a diamond comes out of a matrix. And so you got to look at yourself like that give yourself forgiveness. Give yourself your own pardoning forgiveness that I did the best I could in that moment with what I knew at that time, and I survived, and now I'm stronger than ever before because of it. I am stronger because I went through this, and this is not a silver lining. This is more like a elevation of your conscious activity in the mindset, because sometimes we can stay in that failure mentality. Sometimes we can stay in that rejection mentality. Sometimes we can stay in that heartbreak mentality, right? And there's always a first time for everything. And there's always a hundredth time for everything also. But if we can call upon that heartbreak, that rejection, that loss, and whatever failure that happened before, and we can bring that in. And we look at the premise of everything and we're like, wow, I'm actually finding my power through that because I'm still here. I survived all of that. And now I'm ready for the rebirth of myself to commence. And that's a beautiful concept because whatever it may be that you went through, that you might say, well, no one else understands. Most of the time, there are people who have gone through what you've gone through, even if they don't publicly broadcast it. And there's sometimes the solace in knowing that you're not alone, but you'll feel like you're alone when you're going through it. So just a reminder to everyone out there, if you've gone through something very, very, very difficult and complex, you're not alone, even if you feel alone. But there's always an opportunity for you at the right time for yourself that onslaught, that attack, or that loss does not define who you are, because every day is an opportunity to begin the rest of your life. Every day that's a new day is the beginning of the rest of your life, no matter who or what did whatever they did to you. And if they continue to do things negatively, you have the power to rise within yourself and to apply that. So if you have a boss who is not so nice, or a colleague that's not so nice, or a friend or family member, I mean, it's so many deeper dynamics there. But when you rise your power up, when you change, yes, people change around you. And I know that's not so simple, but it is true. When you do power up yourself through time, you do start to send out with that self-dialogue of, yes, I am strong. I am not weak like they said I was. I am strong. I am strong. I am worthy. I am worthy. You do that for at least 21 days to create a habit, to change that conscious reconditioning, and then give it 90 days. My goodness, in 90 days, imagine in just 3 months' time. Even after 21, three weeks, 21 days, you start to broadcast something differently from your ether, your etheric body, your auric field. And our minds are like these satellites. Our pineal glands are in direct correlation, almost like our antenna. That's why it's so important with a fluoride water, how they've put fluoride in everything. Because it calcifies the pineal gland. So if you can access spring water or alkaline water, or just use really intensive water filtration systems, there's so many out there that are wonderful. It's very important to work on decalcifying the pineal gland, because the pineal gland is there for a reason. God created us for a reason anatomically, but also spiritually. In the anatomy and the spiritual aspect combined is part of our antenna. So some of us have a great deal of very psychic, many different psychic gifts in the clairs, clairaudience, clairsentience, clairvoyance. And so we can feel and we can sense, we can see, we can have telepathy with one another. This goes back to our ancient timelines. In the galactic starseed kingdoms of origin, like the Arcturians, the Lemurians, the Atlanteans, the Palladians, and so many others, right? The Avion systems, Lyra, right? So, and then there's the hybrids, but we were telepathically in communication, right? That has not left us. So we have that. We can also apply that, but we might have forgotten that we have it. So if we can work on, like, cleanses are really helpful, detoxifying, and I'm not a doctor, I'm not giving medical advice, but I am just saying, like, talk to a trusted doctor, a trusted naturopath, and there are so many books on it. You can even do like a mini version. Just always talk to your doctor, talk to your naturopath, but they're very helpful. But even if you're not going to do a cleanse, but you just want to do like a cleanse and just with your eating and your drinking or kind of getting off of certain substances, again, always have a doctor or a naturopath or someone trusted supervising if you're doing something deep or intensive. However, it is worth looking into. So our pineal glands are our satellites, essentially. And so when we're transmitting positive energy out, even if we've had a tough day, but we're in confidence, we're in self-love, we're in gratitude, you might be having a horrible day, but because you have that already as a preset in your mind, someone else's satellite, that sensor system, picks up like a radio wavelength, that transmitter, responder, receiver. It's like, wow, I think I want to bring that person in for an opportunity because I'm seeing something in this person's auric field, right? And sometimes people don't even realize that they're seeing something in someone's auric field. They just feel, and you hear, oh, wow, that person's got great energy, right? That person's got a high frequency. Wow, that person is just a ray of sunshine. And then you also know about, wow, when Sally Jesse walks in the room, everyone just says, there's a shift in the air. There's a shift in the frequency. It's like a stand back because Sally Jesse is not so positive. She might be a bit of an Eeyore where walking around with like a rain cloud over her head all the time, right? So there are times when it is important to put your best foot forward. And yeah, you might fake it till you make it. But people can tell, though, when you're not in your in that energetic aspect. There's people who can feel it. You might look at your best. You might look perfect. You might look like, wow. But you might not have that energy transmitting out, right? So if you have your energy systems in place, imagine what that does for you, what you draw in for you. Imagine what you can conjure for yourself. Imagine how doors open for you. So when you think you can, and thereby you know you can, yes, you can. Yes, you can. So I think I can. I know I can. Yes, I can. I think I can. I know I can. Yes, I can. And so when you also think about the elements of gratitude, like you're grateful for this day, you're grateful for the food, you're grateful for your car, your home, your bicycle, your walk, whatever it might be. You're grateful for your family, your children, your animals. You're grateful for anything, your best friend, a friend, if you're blessed to have a best friend, right? So you go into a highlight of that gratitude. And once that gratitude is being really observed from a place of, wow, I'm so grateful. And then you have people who they're so rich that all they have is money. And they don't. They might appear to have everything, but they don't. And they're some of the unhappiest people in the whole world. And then you see people who might have materially so little, but they're so happy and they're glowing, right? And then you have a combination of what's in between. So what I'm referring to is a general overview of radiating. So when you radiate that self-love, you radiate that self-worth, you radiate that confidence, no matter what you have in your pocket, no matter what you have in your wallet, no matter what you have or whatever you don't have, there is that creation and that co-creation of a reset and rebuilding whatever you want to draw in to your field. And so that's part of the transformation. You're living and you're indwelling from that premise of conjuring that power for yourself. So you can ultimately live this, and I would say like a transcending from a death to a rebirth cycle in the new birth of yourself. giving a death to the old ego, giving it like an ego death, let's say, or a death to the old pain and torture that you went through, but you survived. And now you don't know how, because you're so used to living with that torture over yourself, right? From either from someone else or yourself. Sometimes you just don't know how to end it. But you're out, though. You're out of it now, but you don't know how to end it for yourself. So this is why it's very important to implement and strategize that you have the power within you, and you can apply that power to yourself at any time. Prayer, meditation, you don't have to do it alone. And you literally give your life force a rebirth. And so if you want to, sometimes we have fear. And before we close today, I just want to discuss this in part of this topic. Sometimes we have a fear of living. Sometimes we have a fear of death. But what is the most tragic thing? Living a life that is essentially unlived, right? We might be living and so afraid of what's coming next because we're in survival, but then we don't essentially always know how the right way to conduct ourselves is. So we have to just remind ourselves that the best life that we can have for each of us is to do our best with ourselves and to be compassionate with ourselves, to allow ourselves to just take even a tiny moment out of our day to examine that we do have a life force within us right now, and that sometimes the past weighs us down so much, but we do have this gift of life in our hands. And so what we want to conjure, what we want to create, what we want to dissolve, what we want to literally update in ourselves, and what do we want without apology? How do we want to live and give and receive and have this joyful experience together here on planet Earth in this timeline? And the one key element is sometimes when you're going through it, it's okay to give yourself compassion. And if you don't know how to give yourself compassion, just practice. I love myself. I'm worthy. I deserve. My experience matters. You could even start with the affirmation of my feelings matter. Sometimes that's a very good one just to start, because a lot of times it's hard to just say, I love myself, right? And that's okay. We work towards that. But my experience matters. My feelings matter. And ultimately, sometimes when you embrace that right thought action of stepping towards that momentum of my feelings matter, that inner dialogue, not the inner critic, but that inner dialogue of your highest self, working with your unconscious self, says, yes, your feelings do matter. Your feelings are important. And then you can follow through with, I am important because my feelings are important. And your higher self goes into a place of, you deserve to be loved. You deserve to be appreciated. And you see how that process goes. You baby step your way in. And if you can go full throttle, go for it. But that's a good way to start. And so then you kind of graduate into, I am appreciating. I am appreciated. I am appreciating myself. I deserve self-love. I deserve to be appreciated. I appreciate myself. I matter. I am worthy. I am so worthy. I am worthy of all great and good into my life. I am now allowing my greatest good into my life. I am now allowing the greatest love to come into my life. I am now allowing the greatest
opportunities to come in my life, I am now allowing the greatest and most positive healing to come into my life, right? So that's how that can begin, in that growth of how the etymology of words within the self, right? You see how that structure grows. The words to the self are imperative. And so I just also wanted to say that if you write down your affirmations also, it can also be very helpful, because the affirmations in themselves, they can start to get life breathed into them. You can say them out loud or say them to yourself, but writing them down does something to the automatic brain, and it kind of sends an impulse like where. So thank you so much for your time today. And I just wanted to enclose, thank you all. And I wish you all a beautiful rest of your weekend. Thank you for joining me on the Beyond Earth Show. I'm your host, Ray Trujillo, and I'll be back in 2 weeks' time. Thank you so much. Bye.